educating consumers about agricultural products is a big focus for the Cotton Board, but then again, letting growers know about the products being developed for consumers is also important. Monty Bain, Southeast Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board, said the Cotton Research and Promotion Program has had great success in adding more value for growers, and one of those products is flavor-infused cottonseed oils.
In the last year, Tom Wiedegardner with Cotton Incorporated has done a wonderful job promoting the flavored cottonseed oil, and there's bigger things to come.
Bain said cottonseed oil is America's original vegetable oil.
People don't know that Crisco is an acronym for crystallized cottonseed oil.
He said the flavor-infused cottonseed oils they have for both consumers and producers to sample at various events are from Ocala Farms.
And it's used more for sautéing and flavor rather than just frying in it like a frying oil. And all the folks that have tried it loved it. It's zero trans fat per serving, zero cholesterol, and a great source of vitamin E.
And if you were to scan items throughout your local grocery store, Bain said you might be surprised how many of them use cottonseed oil.
The oil is used anything from chips to also the lint and the cellulose to hot dogs to ice cream. You'd be amazed at cotton byproducts that you could find in a grocery store if you just read the labels.
Grower dollars being used for research efforts through Cotton Incorporated have helped expand the various uses of cottonseed oil, and Bain said that will continue as they want to make cotton and cotton byproducts more valuable. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.